Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurnis. Our guests today on Let's Talk Knoxville are Barb Van Gorp and Monica White with HCI Care Services. We're going to be talking about the jobs that certified nurses' aides or CNAs do at HCI Care Services. Thank you, Barb and Monica, for joining us today. It's CNA week, and that's Certified Nurses' Aide week. And Monica, you're a CNA. So just talk a little bit, first of all, about what you do here for HCI Care Services.
As you said, I am a CNA, Certified Nursing Assistant, and basically what I do is I go out and visit with the patients and help with bathing, basic hygiene, and just to improve their quality of life, whatever the need may be.
And sometimes with people at end-of-life care, hospice care, some of those needs might be doing some things that loved ones don't necessarily feel comfortable providing.
And part of being a CNA is helping support the family, not just the patient, but the family as well.
And absolutely. A big part of my job is supporting the family and doing the things that the family doesn't feel comfortable doing. So yeah, that is a big part of my job.
And I'm sure that you've had people express their gratitude to you. Is it kind of a fulfillment?
Absolutely. That is a big fulfillment for a CNA, is being able to support that family and the gratitude that is given back to you. You hear a lot of thank you and how can I ever repay you? And I just basically tell them just a big smile and maybe a big hug. So,
Barb, how important are what CNAs do to HCI Care Services overall and to the mission that you guys provide?
You know, the aides just provide wonderful care for our patients, and it's an added benefit when they become a hospice patient that they don't only have a nurse who visits them regularly and a social worker and chaplain who visit them, but somebody to come in maybe even more frequently than on a weekly basis. We've got sometimes our aides go in 5 to 7 days a week if need be, and they just provide the care that, you know, sometimes they may assist with a bath. Sometimes they help clean the house a little bit. And then we've got, you know, our patients in hospice, they have a lot of living yet to do. And so this really helps them do that. They paint their fingernails and they'll take them outside for walks, help them weed things. And, you know, so we really help them live their life to the fullest as much as we can. The aides really help with that.
And lots of time patients, I imagine, really enjoy having a conversation with someone and being able to have that connection to the community, and it gives them a little spark in their life.
Absolutely. That is very true. They are happy to see me when I do come. A lot of times our patients aren't able to get out in the communities any longer, and just to see somebody come in, and it does provide a sparkle to their eye, and just to provide them quality of life and what, you know, the days that they do have left. Just anything to improve their quality of life, you know, whatever they choose to talk about.
Barb, I understand too that you guys have something that you call extra care services that not maybe the entire community is aware of. What are those?
Well, with extra care services, is we have some patients in the community that may not be eligible for hospice services, but they indeed need a lot of extra help at home. And so it is a service that we provide where an aide will go into the home to assist with bathing and with, you know, feeding and clothes, you know, getting them dressed and reminding them to take their medications, things that our hospice aides do, but it isn't for hospice patients. It's for just patients who are living at home, who are trying to make the best of it when they're at home. And so extra care services, Monica, I don't know if you have anything else to add, but that's really something that is a good benefit for our patients.
Something also that the community should know about extra care, they also have nurses on staff that are available if by chance they did not qualify for HCI, the hospice side of it. They could call extra care and a nurse could come out and help with dressing changes, medication. And also, so the community knows, extra care is a private pay benefit, so it is not covered by Medicare, Medicaid. So just a little bit about extra care. It's an awesome addition to HCI Care Services.
How many members do you have on your staff helping take care of patients at HCI Care Services here locally in Knoxville?
There are 5 registered nurses who care for the patients in their homes or in long-term care. And we serve 4 different counties, Marion, Mahaska, Jasper, and Warren.
And you also said earlier that you have three CNAs on staff and
one relief for us, for the regular CNAs that go on, that need to go on vacation. So she's awesome about kicking in to help. So
you guys are well covered and are able to get everywhere you need to. And
absolutely, yes. And just as the nurse who works with the aides, I just want to say what an awesome job they do. The patients that I see, they just love their aides. They really have grown to rely on them and have developed just a wonderful close relationship with them.
Well, is there anything else you guys would like to mention today?
Just thank you for the opportunity to let us tell about HCI Care Services.
Well, Barb and Monica, thanks very much for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks to Barb Van Gorp and Monica White, our guests today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at kniakrls.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.